Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. We are back. Season 4. You know what that means. We've been doing this for 4 years. Incredible. Thank you guys so much for downloading Season 3. Really appreciate you guys giving us the shout-out. I'm sure Matt will love to hear that. Again, this is our 59th episode. Wow, we made 59 episodes. Season 4, Episode 1, titled... I think one of my favorite titles so far, A Dark Knight. How cool is that? Pax Pinguina. So how cool is that? Definitely the penguin reigned into this episode. Call in. We are live right now. Our number is 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821. All right, let's see. From area code 239, who is this?
This is your boy, DC Fanboy. He's been going crazy lately. Matt from Florida. What's up? The season premiere was awesome.
What up, man?
I love
Welcome
seeing,
back,
sir. Hey, man, we are finally back. I love the DC lineup. I love the way how Gotham is on Thursdays. First we get Gotham at 8 and then Arrow at 9. That is awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it's like they're finally lining up.
Yeah, even though it's different because I'm always so used to watching Arrow at 8. But it's a lot better, actually. I like it. And, oh, man, this episode,
yeah.
The season
and
premiere.
It's a great mix
because
each show is so different from each other. It's not like a copycat of one or the other.
Yeah.
All
but,
right,
man,
let's see.
Tonight's episode.
Pinguina is directed by Danny Cannon, written by John Stevens. This originally aired on September 21st, 2017. Let's see, it posted of ratings of 3.21 million viewers. So that's still a good grab for Gotham. Three and change. And guess what, Matt? We were one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, we sure were.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think we'd get up to this point. I thought they weren't going to do Batman until, like, the very end of the series. I mean,
me
it's just
too.
So awesome.
Don't you feel
I
like,
mean,
oh, no,
is awesome.
It going to end now?
Yeah, me too. I mean, geez, this is like Batman in training. I mean, this is just so cool.
But, you know,
all
it's great
need...
because remember Smallville? They made us wait, like,
yes.
10 years.
Yes, we had to patiently wait.
So I'm kind of okay with this.
Yeah, me too now, pretty
All
much.
Right, cool. Matt, let me read the synopsis of the episode. That way we can talk about it. Here we go. In the aftermath of the Tetch virus incident, Penguin has regained control of Gotham's underworld and issues a license of misconduct. Every criminal who possesses one can commit a legal crime, though not approved by Gordon and Bruce, whom Ra's is secretly watching. Selina and a reluctant Tabitha agree to the license. A group of unlicensed criminals led by Merton and Grady Harris decided to defeat Penguin, releasing Jonathan Crane from Arkham to help them produce fear toxin. Knowing that Gordon cannot help, Bruce decides to fight the license himself. The night Penguin opens the Iceberg Lounge, the Harrises are captured before they can attack the party. But then, when the Penguin decides to execute them, Ivy turns on him and cuts the power. Merton uses fear toxin on Penguin before being arrested by Gordon. The toxin makes Penguin see an escaped Enigma. Bruce robs the list of criminals with the licenses, being attacked by the GCPD in an armored robbery. Grady, who escapes from the party, returns to Crane's house but discovers Jonathan has adopted a new persona, naming himself the Scarecrow, and sprays Grady with fear gas. How cool was that? I mean, the
that
whole
was awesome.
Scarecrow origin story. There we are.
I loved it. I mean, I remember back in season one when we got that episode about Crane's son becoming the Scarecrow. I mean, this season premiere was crazy. So crazy with teasing Scarecrow.
I know, and then we got
it
to
was
see
just
Drew's,
so
like, in
good.
the black mask.
Yes, I loved that part. I mean,
How
it
epic
was
was
just
that?
it's been truly epic. I mean, I waited so long. I know we had to be
He's
patient for
grown
the
up
other
so
shows.
much, too.
Yeah, he's getting there. He's getting there. I mean, at least give this kid a Batman motorcycle. I mean, come on.
Logo,
Jeez, come
like a
on.
logo or
And the
something.
thing,
Yeah, give him a logo or something.
I mean, I was watching it at first. I mean, there was kind of like twists and turns with Penguin. I mean, why would he be giving criminals licenses? I didn't really buy that much. I mean,
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
jeez.
Kind of wonky.
Yeah. And the thing I feel
I
about
agree.
Tom Welling lately, he's just a real mean jerk. I mean, I don't like the way
Oh
how
my
he's
gosh.
over on Lucifer. I mean, he's terrible ever since he got them with Smallville.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe he'll turn the tide, hopefully.
Yeah, maybe one day in the future if
All
he
right,
can
man. So
ever.
back to Gotham. Let's see. What was your favorite scenes of this episode of episode one, season four?
Well, I have to say the intro scene when we see Bruce Wayne in the black costume, which was awesome. I would say the scene
Yes.
where, trying to think, at the very end, when it was in the Rise of Scarecrow, which was so cool, and then
Yes.
just Penguin taking over.
Also.
And I was thinking that we were going to see more Ra's al Ghul, but they're saving it for the other episodes, especially tomorrow night's episode. It's going to be crazy. I can't wait. And I
Interesting.
got my
Okay.
good, and a big shout out goes to my good friend John. I got him into watching it too.
Oh, great. That's good. That's good.
Yep.
You know, the more the better. You know, you've
Yep.
been doing
I'm.
that a long time now. You turned a
Yep,
lot
and
of people
like,
to the show, which is great.
oh yeah, I
You know,
have.
as each year
And
it goes in, because this is season four of Gotham.
I know.
How
I
crazy
remember
is
at
that?
first.
Remember we thought, like, oh, it's not going to last that long.
No, like it's going to be off and on, because
Yeah.
I remember starting watching it back in season one, and it's like, okay, am I going to watch the show? Is he going to become Batman at some point? Are we going to see this and that and
At
this and
some
that with the
point, yeah.
Joker? I mean, gosh, this show is truly amazing. I mean, I love it.
Yeah,
I mean, I
it's
loved
so
how
much
the
fun.
dark tone. I mean, it was truly good in the season premiere. I mean, I was just so excited to see a DC show finally come on. I mean, it's just going to be so crazy this year. I cannot wait.
Yeah, and it's so much fun that Gotham is setting the trend before all the others start.
Yeah, and I just can't wait for Justice League, bro. That trailer they showed Sunday.
Oh,
Oh,
gosh,
my
that is crazy.
God.
All right, but let's get back
Yeah.
to Gotham, Matt. All right, so did you
Sorry.
finish listing your favorite scenes of the episode?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool. So let me give you mine. Mine were definitely the Scarecrow. I mean, the visual effects. I mean, come on. And just in time for Halloween? Are you kidding me? Definitely a great addition to the series. I cannot wait who else they're going to bring. Matt, let's name off the villains that they've showcased so far. You start off the list. Let's see.
Penguin, Fish Mooney,
Yep.
Jerome, Theo Gallivan,
Yep.
Barbara Keane, and now the Mad Hatter. And Captain Barnes, who turned crazy thanks to the tech virus. The Court of Owls. Trying to think who else. And the big one is going to be Ra's al Ghul and Mr. Freeze and
Ra's al Ghul.
Doctor.
He's already lurking in the shadows. How creepy is that?
Yep. And the Riddler. We got a tease of the Riddler, Victor Zsasz.
I cannot wait
Yeah.
what his return will be like. Can you imagine?
Yeah, me too. I
what,
just cannot
how they
wait
would
for
bring
that.
back the Riddler?
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be
I
fun.
just, I truly do
I
love
mean,
this
there's
show and
definitely a
how it's.
lot more to come as tell. They're getting young Bruce Wayne ready to become the Batman. And
one
of my other favorite scenes were, of course, with the Penguin. I mean, the rise and fall and rise again of the Penguin, where he's kind of the big mastermind gangster with giving out licenses to create crime and kind of have an order for the mayor, who obviously wants the crime rate to go down. And also Selina Kyle, those scenes with Bruce Wayne,
you
can tell they really do have a connection there. So it's great that the writers are playing around with it and also letting it just unfold naturally instead of having it so rushed. You know how other shows, they make love interests like so rushed?
Right, yeah, they do kind of make their love interest rushed, like with Flash and Arrow, with Oliver and Felicity and Barry and Iris. I mean, that took forever to happen. But, yeah, I think Gotham is truly a great, fantastic show. I'm glad I got more of my friends to enjoy it. And I always tell them, do not eat when you're watching this show. You'll see a dead body.
No,
part.
Ever. Remember,
yeah,
that was our big
never.
Rule a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
season one, don't eat.
Do not eat when you're watching this show.
Yeah, either
right,
eat before or after, but while you watch it. No, that's for sure. Let's see. The Scarecrow has now entered the Gotham Verse universe. How do you feel of the new villain showing up to the Gotham?
I mean, I was watching it, right? And at that very end scene when he goes, help me, don't leave me alone. You're with him. And then all of a sudden he turns into the Scarecrow. Crazy. I cannot wait
Jonathan
to see how Green. He turned.
How cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's been my favorite so far, even in all fruitions on the TV show, on the Dark Knight series, the movies,
mm-hmm.
and also even the video games. I mean, I don't know if you play Justice 2. Oh,
and I played
amazing.
Arkham Knight.
He's amazing.
I played Arkham Knight also.
Yep. He's great.
It was
He's
good.
Great. And it's great to see him come to life on the small screen. All right, Matt, do we have anything else to say?
No, not really. I cannot wait for tomorrow night's premiere. Yeah. Big shout out goes to my
premiere week. So that's why we're a little late. I'm just trying to catch up. And thank you, Matt, for your patience. Really appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, no problem, man.
And it's also good to hear that you're safe and sane, you know, because I know you were kind of in the path of the hurricane, right?
Yeah, I was, man. We had to hurry and leave and go all the way to North
Carolina
and met some people. Yeah, my mom and some people were out of power for days, and they got it back on and the Wi-Fi and all that. A few of us
believe
were so,
that.
Yeah, no, it was so bad. I mean, first we thought it was a Category 5. A few of us in this company had to stay in a hotel for a week in North Carolina. We drove all the way up there and then drove all the way back. I mean, it was crazy getting out of here. I mean, just crazy. Boy, but I'm so blessed we had everything back and things. And I don't think my house didn't lose internet and power at all. Yeah. I was so blessed after we got back. Yeah, I'm just thankfully God that we didn't lose everything, my PS4, all that. So I'm just so glad we're all safe.
Yes, and we're glad to hear that. I'm sure your fans out there are happy that you're also safe. And any last words as we wrap up to episode 1, season 4 of Gotham Talk?
I just want to give a big shout out to all my Gotham fans, and can't wait to enjoy it tomorrow night. And all right, guys, good night.
All right, cool. Thank you. And everybody who's been downloading, thank you guys so much for downloading our show. Really appreciate it, and have a good night. This is DC Premiere Week. Good night.